Everyone's gonna be like, "What the fuck are they talking about,
bro?"
Oh, my bad. Ellen Fish.
The Schnitzerwienel?
Yeah, I know.
That's not 40.
Past 40th.
That's like 45th or something.
Oh my god.
You know, it's in the area. You know what I'm talking about, though.
It's over there.
Like across the street from that one gas station, right?
From that Irish alcohol place.
Hell yeah.
The what?
The Irish.
The Irish liquor joint. Yeah, but I don't got shit in there. Dude.
I knew exactly what you're talking. I saw the picture immediately. The moment you said it, yeah. I was just like, bam.
They don't got nothing in that joint.
You know the
bro.
Place that definitely didn't sell to underage kids? I don't know anything about that.
Interesting.
Hey, that little donut shop.
Yeah.
That fire.
Really good.
Fire.
Super sweet too. They're nice.
Yeah,
they're nice in there.
They're nice.
We go in there every time.
It's a nice lady.
I mean, nice person. We don't want to give too much away. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. Happy New Year. It is 2025. Yeah.
I was going to do the same thing, honestly. Deadass.
We are back. We took a well-deserved break. To kind of recollect ourselves. We've got some new people on the crew, which we'll shout out, of course.
Did we took a break?
We did. We took a 3-week
break. Yeah, we took a 3-week break.
What?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Since three weeks ago.
Since before Christmas.
But
so
we had a meeting, that's why. That's why it feels like we just recorded.
Yeah.
That's true. We had a meeting. Talk about what we wanted to do, what we have moving forward, which we're going to get into, super excited about. But of course, before we get into anything, I am joined with Lorenzo.
Please wear a mask. There's a lot of fires going on. That's my only fun fact. Please, everybody be safe. Stop driving so fast. Everybody else is trying to get out of the way too.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't the freeways like close? Huh? Like coming
Dude,
up here?
Yeah.
Like the 210's close.
Yeah. I was, five. I went to practice last night and we saw literally the fire was like near the studio and then the power went out in the block and we had to leave and stuff. And I was driving back up and I saw the fire in Sylmar and we all had to get off the freeway and literally got the alert that everybody in Sylmar needs to evacuate. And it was like people going in and out of their houses, like getting supplies and stuff, taking their kids, taking their like animals and stuff. Everybody's trying to evacuate the
Jesus.
City. I was like, this is the world is like ending right now,
bro,
dude. It's
California
scary.
On fire.
Yeah.
Like all over. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's
in winter.
It's not even fire season.
Yeah.
And we're still getting shit. But
what does that
say,
mean, dude?
Fire season?
Yeah.
The heat. Cause
are you sure?
We have really high temperatures.
Nah, I'm like dead ass. Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's like, how is it a season though?
Because it usually takes place during summer, some of the hottest times during California.
Cap.
Yes, it does.
Cap.
Why?
Because of this one season?
I feel like it's conspiracy.
You think Drake got mad at Kendrick and started setting fire to L.A.?
Drake would never do no shit like that.
Oh, too bitch.
Come to California and set fires?
Yeah.
You shit me?
I don't know.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
We'll get into the Drake stuff in a bit, but if you hear him, that is...
We have a mystery.
Hey,
what's up,
Lewis?
What's up, dude? What's up? It's the H2 Hizzo. You feel me?
Not enough H2O in California, though. So, yeah.
Don't do that.
We're back.
It's happening right now.
It's happening right now. Yeah.
Everybody, please be safe.
Please be safe.
And
yeah.
Be considerate and try to help other people. Or help yourself and help other people, please.
Yes.
Be
if
kind.
They tell you to evacuate.
Facts.
Get out of there. So, thoughts, prayers, and, of course, if you can help... We got a lot going on in California right now, so just check your local like support groups, and anywhere you can donate, everything helps. So, with that, starting the new year strong, I guess. And we had holidays, we had Christmas, we had New Year's, and of course, we had other holidays that people celebrate. How were your holidays? How was everything?
It's cool. I didn't do nothing.
Nice.
Ate, slept.
Nice.
Life shit.
It was, yeah, it was small. It was chill.
Cool. Yeah.
How about you?
Went to Big Bear.
Nice.
No snow. That's fine.
What?
Yeah, no there's snow. No snow right now.
There's
what
some fake snow.
About?
Yeah, no snow in Big Bear when I went.
There's
I
no
went
snow.
Christmas week.
Yeah, it hasn't rained. That's why during this winter season at all.
It's snowing on the East Coast.
That's true. Not. That's definitely not here.
I didn't need your attitude, dude. That was you know. Normally, you never do that to me.
2025.
I don't know.
2025.
I don't know what's going on.
I was a little hypey. My bad. My fault.
He apologized. That's my fault.
Yeah. No. Went to Big Brewer for the week, and then spent, you know, quality time with Alicia for New Year's. Watched New Year's movies. Great. Great time. Got great gifts this year. Vinyls. That's all I asked from everyone. I was just like, just buy me a vinyl. And I gave them a list. I was just like, follow the list. So
you didn't give me the list.
Oh, my bad. My bad, man.
That must not be important to them.
We'll talk about your guys' Christmas gift in a bit.
I must have misread our relationship.
You guys do have a Christmas gift. I am giving you a Christmas gift. I'm going to be taking care of round one for the most part. So
if it's still there,
if it's still there, I
it's
know.
Just a lot going on.
We're
kind of
up in the air right now.
Where is
Burbank?
Burbank.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So we're kind of up in the air with round one. Of course, we have other people in this party who I'm waiting on one more response. But
they got Marvel versus Capcom there.
I hope so. If they don't, we're gonna.
I'm leaving.
We're leaving. Yeah. We'll just go to the gallery instead.
I haven't been there in years, bro. Damn.
Me neither. I know there's a bunch of cool places out there right now, so we'll see. But good. I hope everyone had happy holidays. You were safe. You are ready. You are ready for the new year. We're back. We've got so much planned. But first and foremost, I'd like to say welcome to a new member of the team. They're not here with us right now. Hopefully, they will be when we start getting things in motion.
Hey, what's up, man?
Adrian, friend of the show, Adrian, a.k.a. Abad, is going to be editing the episodes from now on. He's also going to be handling social media for us. So that takes a lot off of the plate and, you know, gets us more out there, gets us more active, and gets the episodes out there quickly, like quicker. So that'll be nice. We had a couple of New Year's resolutions. We had a meeting. We're not going to get into most of the meeting with you guys.
Because that's none of y'all fucking business.
Sure.
It's none of y'all business. But we'll be doing a lot more research and a lot more care into the episodes that we do. That's like the biggest thing that we wanna improve upon, and we'll give you that. But of course, Adrian being part of this venture with us is also awesome. But yeah, this episode's just chit chat, talking the shit. We've got a lot of music news that happened in the last month, so I'm gonna cover some of the basics.
What the fuck happened?
We should give some rest in peace and flowers.
I wasn't even trying to be funny.
No, there's a couple.
The wording was just so good.
We will say that OG Mako, who was in the hospital in critical condition just before, I believe, around Christmas time, he was in a fatal shooting. They did say that he was in critical but stable condition.
Happened?
Yeah, it was a fatal shooting. But that's what his family said. He went into a coma and he passed away just around December 27th. So actually, he was in the hospital like later than that. He passed away in December 27th. He was 32. And for those who don't know, OG Mako, a very prominent Detroit rapper. And he did You Guessed It, which is one of the funnest songs in 2014. It was playing everywhere. It was just fun to listen to. And, of course, he continued to put music out. He did release an album about 2 years ago as well. So rest in peace to him.
R.I.P.
Fucking rest 32, man. Like, ugh. That sucks. So, yeah. Flowers to him. And, of course, legend Brenton Wood, who died at 83. He died on January 3rd, so this is a little bit newer. He was a soul and R&B singer. He was very popular for his song Oogum Boogum, and the Oogum Boogum album is one of the most iconic soul and R&B albums out there. Yes, he passed away with family. He did say his final words were, "See you on the flip side." So he was
that's gangster.
That's so tight. Dang, he was smooth on the way out.
Man.
Just a killer performer, like amazing. I love his Flamingos cover. What?
That was a good catch, no?
Um, But yeah, no, he was great. I love his "I Only Have Eyes for You" cover of The Flamingos. And yeah, no, great. So rest in peace to him. Rest in peace to Brenton Wood. Yeah. Listen to Oogum Boogum if you haven't. It's a great album. So those were some of the people.
He really said that as his last words. That's crazy, though. No, you don't think that's tight?
No, I think it's great.
You aren't as excited about you it.
You want me to get it? Let me get a...
You said what?
Sorry, I'm on...
What the fuck was that, dude? Did you glitch? What the fuck? What the fuck? Are you good? I'm good. God damn, you buffering right now? Good. Oh,
what? His actual final quote was, "Catch you breathe. On the rebound." Catch you on the rebound is what he
That's
said.
That's a bar. He went out with a bar.
That was his final word to his fans.
Catch you on a rebound. Did he play ball?
I don't know. He didn't say that.
The swishing of the jacket made it so much funnier.
Shout out Windbreaker and shit.
Some other news that we'll slightly go over. Drake. there was something that leaked off of Conductor's.
That shit was ass.
Conductor's bro. Twitter, which was the Drake diss against who was it? What's that guy's name? Who's the basketball player's name?
Which one? What the fuck?
The one that he's like best friends with. They exchange watches together.
What?
He's on the Lakers right now. His son is on the Lakers with him too.
LeBron?
LeBron James.
How the fuck did you know?
I don't give a fuck about basketball. But
careful now. Sorry, what the fuck was that hostilification for, dude?
Sorry.
God damn, man.
Apparently it was a diss. Fuck, bro. And he was putting shots at LeBron. It was, it had some cool bars in it, but at the end of the day, it was really.
Drake is sad right now, dude.
Yeah, he's depressed. He's sad.
He going through it right now.
We kind of talk.
He's a streamer.
Yeah, he's streaming.
Granted, though, I stream for the amount of money they paid his ass.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, like 200? 200 mil?
For a stream? Yeah. For one stream on Kick?
On Kick?
Wild. Yeah.
Shimmy?
Because he's streaming with like.
XQC.
Well, he did stream with XQC, right?
That's already it. That's already
sad. He has some weird obsession with XQC's girlfriend. I don't want to get into that.
I'm sure they're he Canadian. Does. I'm they're sure Canadian, he does. Bro.
He was with Aiden Ross, who's on Kick now. They did a stream together. And I don't know what they do on those streams. They just hang out and talk. I don't know. But yeah, he got paid a fuck ton of money because Kick has so much money to just give out. Yeah, but he did release a diss. It was quickly deleted. That doesn't matter. It's the internet. It's look it up.
Yeah, it's stuck. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
So he's sad. He's a sad boy. Poor him.
Didn't he diss Kendrick on it too? Or like address it?
He just said that he was sick and tired of the fakes or something.
I didn't listen to it because I heard like how ass the quality of it was.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm not listening to this shit.
He's like behind a fire and whatever. Who cares?
That shit boogie.
Yeah. Good job, Drake. I hope 2025 is better for you.
Bubba.
Also, we've got some releases. SZA released a deluxe album of her album SOS, which also came out. It's called SOS Lana, which has some pretty interesting tracks. Also, we got Bonnaroo's lineup for the Music Art Festival, which Bonnaroo is a really popular festival out in Tennessee. And just some highlights. We got Tyler, the Creator, of course, Glass Animals, Olivia Rodrigo will be there, Avril Lavigne, Justice, Glorilla, Hozier, Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age, Remy Wolf, Ray, Dispatch, Green Velvet, Two Hollits, Insane Clown Posse, to name a few. So there's a lot of different mixture. Tennessee does focus heavily on country
How
music.
How the fuck did Insane Clown Posse?
No, man. ICP, dude.
What the fuck?
The vibes.
Also, Megadeth is going to be there as well. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, Beba Doobie, Tyla, RL Grime. There's a lot of different people. Hot Mulligan.
What is happening?
That's a weird-ass festival.
It's a mixture. They have so many different stages, and they're all focused on one genre, which is really interesting. So you're always going to know what you're going to get.
So the stage is like a hip-hop stage.
Yeah.
It's more based off of a vibe But at the same time, it is a hip hop or genre stage. Yeah. You know, like they always have some weird names. Like one's called the Infinity Stage, and it doesn't say what the stage's names are on here. But that's going to be June 12th to June 15th in 2025. Other than that,
how the fuck did we get here, bro?
I hope some of those artists just like randomly collab. Imagine Tyler with Insane Clown Posse.
That'd be stupid as hell.
ICP and Tech N9ne.
Fuck no.
What happened?
Is that not already happened?
Yeah, but it has to happen again, you know?
No, what, it doesn't. Why? What is wrong with you? Why not? How you coming into 2025 with the same bullshit, man?
Give somebody else to ruin their career, all right?
Tyler, the Creator, did rap over Kendrick Lamar's Hey Now.
That shit was fire, bro.
In a new video called That Guy.
That shit was fire.
Yeah.
People be forgetting he's, like, actually from...
Yeah.
Hawthorne. Like,
yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. That actually happened during Christmas. And then, of course, I have to bring this guy. I should have brought him up earlier. I apologize to our listeners that you have to hear his name again. Spotify has rejected Drake's accusation of illegal Not Like Us streaming problems in new filing. So,
the fuck he get, bro?
Other than that, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, and more misused millions in COVID-19 relief money for luxury purchases. This is, of course, from Pitchfork, which take with a grain of salt. But it says, according to extensive accounting documents, Lil Wayne received $8.9 million in grant funds from SVOG, reportedly allocated over $1.3 million of that money to private jet travel and over $460,000 in clothing. Yes, as Business Insider puts
what?
It, allegedly
400 and what?
$460,000 in clothes? Clothing to high-end brands such as Balenciaga, Mommy, Raf Simons, and Gucci. Wayne also reportedly billed taxpayers upward of $175,000 for expenses related to music festival promoting his marijuana brand, GKUA, including clothing for artists associated with his record label. So, yeah, apparently that was from COVID relief money.
How does that
make
sense? What the fuck are millionaires getting granted millions of dollars for?
For COVID relief.
They're millionaires. They don't need that shit.
Chris Brown's company CBE Touring received a $10 million grant,
chill,
which Brown received $5.1 million personally.
Chill out, bro. Chill out. No, he didn't.
So half.
No, he didn't. He donated.
His 33rd birthday party reportedly there. Cost taxpayers $80,000.
No, it didn't.
Which was spent on Atmosphere models, an LED dance floor, bottle service hookahs, and nitrogen ice cream.
Stupid.
Also, DJ Marshmello received $9.9 million in grant money as
That's
well.
That's fucking crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Steve Aoki as well,
fuck?
Members of Alice in Chains, for
yeah,
misusing
get them
these
out of there.
Yeah, so
they did it.
This is big because it just kind of shows like what the fuck are you doing with all this money that's supposed to be used for, you know, your business,
yeah,
not your birthday party or not jets and clothes.
Who snitched though?
That's a real. That's a real question.
It says, according to accounting documents,
they didn't get something.
Business Insider, so it's a Business Insider, artists exploited the shuttered venue operations grant to pad out their lavish lifestyles. So the SVOG stands for Shuttered Venue Operators.
They
grant.
Snitched?
Dang.
And they're the ones that sent the money. Oh.
They did not send the money. That would be the federal government.
That's crazy, bro.
Dang.
So, yeah. That's wild. Other than that,
they didn't get something they wanted. Let's be real. They didn't get something they wanted.
They ain't get enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's most of the news. We do have anticipated albums. Seventh is going to be dropping this year. I'm pretty sure. Yeah? You dropping?
Why'd you announce that for him?
What do you mean? I didn't announce it for him. He said he was going to drop.
You're right, actually.
When I said that?
Last episode?
When was that, last year? I'm just asking.
I'm dead.
But yeah, yeah, something like that. I'm gonna try to drop a few times.
Is it? No, I don't want to ask. I don't actually want to know. I want to be surprised.
What?
Because I was gonna ask, like, are they like albums, like singles, EP? But don't tell me. Don't.
Okay.
I want to be surprised.
All right, fuck you too then.
Nah, we do have some anticipated albums for the year.
Fuck wrong with him?
What? I can't.
Fuck wrong with him. All right.
I wish I knew what song you sang that.
A$AP Rocky's Don't Be Dumb should be dropping this year as well. Amber Mark and Andre 3000 have been slated for
that
a
list
release.
Was OD. It pissed me off because I wasn't up there though.
Oh. Bad Religion. Nah, I don't care about them. My bad.
Edit that shit out. Adrian, get take that out.
Nah, you don't edit that.
Nah, Adrian, get that out before they get his ass.
Beach Bunnies, Tunnel Vision, Big Thief, Blondie is here. Boldy James and Rich Gaines murdering during drug traffic.
That shit ain't come out already.
Apparently, it's released for the third. I need to remember that this album.
So it did come out.
This article came out on the 30th. So it did already come out. We also got Cake, Cardi B, of course, Carly Rae Jepsen, Chapel Roan is releasing again, Clipping. We also have, let's see, D'Angelo is still going to drop. That album was announced a couple months ago. So that's going to be coming around. Dochi is expected to drop. Doja Cat.
Hell no.
Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
Ethel Kane, Perverts already came out, and so I need to listen to that. Father John Misty, FKA Twigs, Eusexua, and that's going to drop on the 24th. That has a confirmed date. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib's Montana is going to drop, and that as well as Madlib and Mac Miller's project Balloons, which is supposed to drop sometime this year. Griselda's WWCD 2 is going to drop, supposedly. We also have, let's see who else we have, Japanese Breakfast, J-Rocks, Eastside Johnny, J.I.D. and Metro Boomin. Let's see, Joey Badass is supposed to drop as well.
Nah, he on my op list right now.
What?
Why is that?
What?
Why is he on your op list?
Bro. He's trying to start this East versus West shit, bro. He said people was glazing in the West right now.
Okay.
They're doing too much glazing. Why you mad for?
I think we've been getting
Daylight responded and Ray Vaughn responded.
Uh oh.
Lit his ass up. Lit his ass up.
Well, we'll see how that plays out as well. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. I hope it. Lana Del Rey, The Right Person Will Stay, comes out. Lil Baby, Lil Wayne's The Carter 6. Gonna come out this year.
When the fuck? Never mind, dude.
Why? Never mind. Let it die. My Bloody Valentine, My Morning Jacket, of course.
What the fuck does that mean?
What do you mean?
Your morning jacket? Nah, hold on.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just like, I'm just trying to understand that name.
My Morning Jacket?
Yeah.
You don't
know
that?
What the fuck does that mean?
That's the name of the band.
No, I know.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is,
what
a,
is
morning
a morning jacket?
Jacket?
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck is that?
Maybe it's a play on words, like my morning jacket, like a funeral coat, like a funeral jacket or something. I don't know. It's spelled morning. Like
my morning.
Jacket.
Oh, freaky ass.
Shut the hell up.
Playboy Cardi. Yeah. Pink Pantherist as well. Queens of the Stone Age. I'm almost done here. Rosalia.
No, you're not.
Samia. We also have Spelling is releasing an album. Steve Lacy is going to return with a new album. Summer Rocker as well. Tame Impala. Taylor Swift. The 1975, The Cure, The Shins, The Strokes, The Weeknd. Of course, that album was supposed to come out ages ago. It is slated for the 24th. The XX are coming back, a really popular indie artist. Sorry, they were really good.
Where the fuck they've been at?
They've been gone for a cool minute. I feel like a decade.
Their first album was my shit.
It was. That was high school anthem for me. It was great. Travis Scott's coming back. Turnstile, U2. West Side Guns, Fly God is an awesome God. 3, he's back from retirement. Welcome back, West Side Gun. Wet Leg, Yule, and Zach Bryan. Young Thug, also on this list. So that's just, oh shit.
Didn't Young Thug drop like 2 albums before the year was over?
Young Thug, yes he did.
Dang.
They were not good.
He dropped them on the same day, right? Or like a day apart?
They're in the
same
week.
Weird shit.
Oh, there's a lot.
What? A lot more shit?
It's a lot more. I think these are mainly like EPs and stuff like that.
Am I on there?
Yeah, I see you right here.
All right, good looking.
Those are just some of the albums to anticipate throughout the year. Obviously, we'll keep it updated when we actually listen to stuff. But speaking of stuff we've been listening to, have you been listening to anything, or you just want chit chat?
I've been listening to stuff.
Yeah, man.
I've been listening to cool stuff. I've been sending you guys stuff.
I ain't gonna lie.
You didn't listen to it.
I did.
Oh, you didn't like it? You don't like it?
Not a single joint.
You didn't like
any? No, actually, I'm lying. What did I send you? Dreams by those motherfuckers.
Native something.
Yeah, that was
Common
fire.
Saints.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
It was good. I like that one.
The first joint and the second joint? Hell no.
Dang.
You don't put like me in, coach? Fuck no.
You don't like it?
Fuck no.
I made sure to get the shortest one.
That shit was too fast.
Damn. You know, sometimes you miss. You just gotta try again next time. Sometimes you gotta try.
Nah, the Common Saints one is hard though.
That album is crazy. It's really good. Fire. Yeah, I really like the Common Saints album. A lot. Other than that, yeah, no, I listened to the Common Saints. Cinema 3000, really fucking good. Angela Munoz was really good too. I didn't send anything in the group chat for her, but she's a stone's throw artist and she has a great voice. New Dad was a shoegaze album I really liked. These all came out last year at some time. I was just trying to catch up on stuff that I missed, because no matter how much music you listen to, you're gonna miss 90% of it anyway.
Y'all like Don Julio?
Don Julio.
Yeah, that song.
By who?
Mona Leo.
I don't think I've heard it. What?
That means you're gonna be dead.
Yeah, I know what it meant.
You're annoying.
Yeah.
Damn. Last album for me, In Her Own Words, Left in the Dark. I thought it was really good. It was an emo album.
That was the first one.
That was the one I sent, and you said it was kind of fire.
What?
Kind of heat.
Kind of heat.
Yeah, it's this one right here.
Oh, yeah.
This one. So,
yeah.
That one was cool. I like that. But that's all I listen to, really.
That's all.
I listen to all of... So, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I've been listening to discographies lately. So, I listen to all of Tupac's discography so I could pick out like songs I really like, because...
What's your favorite Tupac album?
What's my favorite Tupac album?
Don't piss me off, dude. I ain't gonna lie. Dan and Shay?
All Eyes on Me. No, Tupacalypse is really good. That's his first album. This is his first album, but it's really good.
What the fuck?
Tupacalypse?
That's your favorite, John?
I love it.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
I feel like, because, dude, and what's wild was when I was listening to Tupac. I know.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's when I was listening to Tupac, something happened between All Eyes on Me and it's his most iconic album.
Me Against
his
the World?
Death Row record.
Huh?
His Death Row record.
Me Against the World?
Me Against the World.
That's my favorite album ever.
Like, listening from the beginning of Tupac's career all the way up to that, and then it just changing.
Like, his style and everything.
Yeah, it was wild to me. And, yeah, I love Me Against the World. Like, obviously, everyone loves that album because that's his most iconic album. It's what spawned most of the rap beef and had that happen. But, like, Tupacalypse, it was all, like, it was his poetry side, and I really like that. I respect it. But I didn't listen to any of the posthumous stuff. I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
It's just the same verses.
Exactly.
Over different beats.
It's like demos and features, and it was like, I don't think this is what I want to, like, I don't want to flood my playlist with stuff that, you know, he didn't get to finish.
Yeah.
So, but no, I like Tupac. I like everything previous from Me Against the World. I love Me Against the World, but, like, dude, that switch up, that change was weird. Listening to it.
It was what, Tupacalypse now, and then it was something else.
Strictly For.
Yeah.
That one's good too. Like, he had some good messages. Like,
those ones were like super politically
super
driven.
Political. Like, you could tell it's like, oh, he's, I mean, his parents were Black Panthers.
He was on some like Public Enemy shit on those.
Yeah. And I love it. I thought it was really good. So I listened to all the discography, and then I've just been moving through like my library and just listening to discographies and picking out what I like. So, yeah.
Not an album person, so.
Shout out Dan and Shay. I fuck with them, dude.
Danny Shay.
I don't have a favorite Tupac album.
It's hard.
I just know my favorite track.
From what? Tupac?
Yeah.
What?
Keep Your Head Up.
I respect you. I respect you.
That was my senior quote.
I respect you, dude.
I appreciate that.
Shout out LeAngelo Ball for dropping the greatest song of 2025.
Already?
What? Are you crazy?
It's fucking January 8th.
Of course I'm already. Heard, you've seen the memes about it, bro. Where everybody's like, oh, this is like an and-one mixtape ass song. Even though... There's no way you haven't seen shit about this, bro.
Who's this?
LeAngelo Ball.
Really?
Yeah. But everybody's like, oh my god, this would have been like a banger in like SmackDown 2001 intro. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, NBA YoungBoy raps to beats like this.
Yeah.
Right now.
At this very moment.
I've been listening to everything, you know.
Yeah.
Everything.
What's my favorite Tupac song?
Shout out Gojira, bro.
Last Words.
Last Words?
Oh, we're
with fucking both of the Ices. Not Vanilla Ice. Ice Cube and Ice Tea.
My favorite Tupac song? Fuck. Oh my god.
I've come to learn.
It's pissing me off because I'm drawing a blank.
You know what's wild is... So I made a playlist, right, mm-hmm. of course, of what I liked. And even though Tupacalypse Now is my favorite, like, all the songs against me against the world.
That's different, though. It's two discs.
It's two discs, yeah, which, yeah. Fun fact, I mean, we'll probably talk about it in the future, is one of the first longest LP ever for hip-hop, ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The first one to ever do it. So it was a long-ass album.
Do For Love.
Okay.
Do For Love and Can't See Me, just because I know Can't See Me, like, front, like,
yeah,
but Do For Love.
Then I'll put
Dilla produced that shit.
I'll put Keep Your Head Up in Gangsta's Paradise, or not Gangsta's Paradise. What is it? Thug's Mansion.
Uh-huh. Keep Your Head Up is really good. When's Tupac's birthday? We should do an episode.
Yeah, Gemini, dude.
June 16th.
He's a Gemini too.
Yeah.
Geminis.
Tupac episode in June. For his birthday.
Not sure.
Anything else? Sorry, we got so off track.
That's not good. I mean, we're just talking, really, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're just chilling. This is after, right?
Huh?
This is after, right?
After he died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did listen to that album, but then the rest of them, I was like, nah. Because you can only do
see, but
so
this
much.
Was like,
this is right after
he was like working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because they said he was just going to the studio and knock out
I believe
songs,
yeah,
at one time and then leave.
I believe it, right? He was like, I heard like that's what was great about like Tupac's rapping, like working with him was that his speed was remarkable. Yeah. So I'm sure he just like was like, damn, this is how I'm feeling today. I'm right about it. Easy.
Well, they said he had what, 200? They said he had like over 200 like demos.
How old? He was dumb young, bro. Wasn't he like 24 or something, or like 20?
When he passed, 20? He was
young as shit.
Yeah, he was. I think he was younger.
And he was like he had the world in his hands at however old.
25.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Damn.
He didn't even get started, bro.
Damn.
Like, that's fucking crazy, bro.
We'll definitely.
He really didn't even get started. That's so
Biggie was young like that too, right?
Yeah.
He same age, I thought. Or is it you're younger?
That's fucking crazy, bro.
24.
24.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. Their frontal lobe was just...
That's different.
Was just fully developed.
That's fucking different.
I also listened to all of Third Base.
Why?
I don't know. Do you see the pattern, though? Tupac, Third Base.
No.
And then I listened to 311. What's the pattern? I'm starting from the fucking top and going right. Tupac was the first one in my library.
Oh, like the
yeah, from numbers. Oh, so okay. I had Third Base and I listened to him. Why are those guys such shit talkers, man? That's another episode that we could do.
I don't know.
They fucking hated everybody. Like
it was like the shock value thing, though. Like, let me just talk shit about people. Let's talk
shit about MC Hammer and almost die. Yeah, no, that was great. Or like, they hated Vanilla Ice. They hated the Beastie Boys. Like,
yeah, but back then it was like, you know, competition.
It did have the first appearance of MF Doom as Zev Love, which that song's fucking awesome, which is the gas face, which is another episode we can do. We're just throwing shit out there, but
yeah. Shout out Marvel Rivals, bro.
Marvel Rivals is so fun.
I need to get my PC fixed.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we need to get that SSD.
If I could I get it to you this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have all tomorrow off.
Okay, for sure then.
So and then
fuck Overwatch.
Yeah, fuck that game. That game's dead. Dead game. What rank are you? What did you end off on? New season starts Friday.
Tomorrow.
Friday.
Tomorrow.
The season ends tomorrow. But the new season.
So you mean to tell me?
You can rank up today. You can rank up today and tomorrow.
Because that's what I'm doing after we're done here.
Listen, you shitting me?
Damn it, man. I want to play.
The highest I got, which I lost it yesterday because Denty, stupid bitch. A little fucktard. Oh, I was like, hey, bro, should I risk my rank or should I just like chill and let the season? He's like, bro, I say you just try to get as high as you got. Tell me why the fuck I lost 3 games in a row. I was diamond 3, bro. I was just fucking solo queuing.
Dang,
diamond 3. I'm fucking platinum 1 right now.
I bet you put pressure on yourself. That's why. You put pressure on yourself. That's usually how it goes.
And just having piss poor teammates.
I mean, that's always going to happen no matter what.
I play Cloak and Dagger. I'm nice. I'm nasty. I'm fake as shit.
I'm Spider-Man.
Fuck you.
Venom.
Fuck you.
Spider-Man, Scarlet Witch, or Bruce Banner.
Luna Snow, too.
I'm kind of nasty with Scarlet Witch.
I don't know how to play the majority of them, but I took 3 days learning Spider-Man, and it's so funny.
I'm going to learn Black Panther, just off the strand.
I want to learn Black Panther, too.
I was watching some gameplay earlier.
Wait, I didn't get to talk about what I listen to. I'm going to make it quick. It's quick. It's short.
It's his fault.
I've literally only been listening to everything, Black Hippie. So just, like, all Kendrick, like, old Kendrick, because...
Oh, like everybody?
Yeah. Like, that's why when you were saying the list and I was waiting for J-Rock. J-Rock, hey, bud. Like, I would really love some music. Get it?
Johnny.
took a minute. We took a little break.
Yeah. Now we're back in the saddle.
Yeah.
No, they all do this, though.
And I was listening to, I forgot about Blue Lips, like, from when we last talked. And then I was, like, listening to Blue Lips. And then I was feeling some type of way. So I listened to J-Rock and then Vince Staples and then the rest of Black Hippie.
Isn't Isaiah Rashad supposed to be dropping this year, too?
I
think he is on the list.
I still have it up. I can...
Is he?
Control find. If I can spell his name right. Yep. He's on here.
Isaiah Rashad got a lot of A's in it, I will say.
I guess I just don't know how to spell Isaiah. Anything else, or just all of TD?
Or Black Hippie.
Same thing.
Not anymore. Kendrick's not.
Thanks, Kendrick. It's all your fault.
He said that on the Hard Part 6, dude. Chill out. Chill off on my dog. Damn.
But yeah, just literally just Black Hippie, like old, even old Epsil, like Book of Soul. So fun. I don't know. I've been missing, like, I get we like all the dance hip hop and stuff, but man, I've been missing like some some hip hop.
It's coming back. Kendrick Lamar has set the pavement.
Yeah, that's why Joey Badass is going to get flamed right now.
He really is. You want the smoke too?
North? Better not make me pull the pin out.
Black Panther is getting nerfed.
Fuck, really? You talking? Don't piss me off.
Decreasing T'Challa's combat survivability reduced the additional health provided to self after vibranium marks with Spirit Ren to 40 to 30. He got
nerfed today then.
He's getting nerfed on Friday.
Is
what the fuck?
Is Zach coming out Friday then? I mean, not Zach. Sorry.
The Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah. Mr.
Reed Richards. Mr.
Fantastic. Yeah, Mr. Fantastic.
And Invisible Woman are.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He has all Zach's moves. Did you see?
He does.
He does. Like
that's why I'm so excited for Ghost Rider, because you know what moves he's gonna have.
What?
Fucking.
They're not putting that motherfucker in the game.
What do you mean?
Ghost Rider. They put Hell Blade yeah. in that bitch.
I don't remember my fucking lead characters.
Oh, wow. It's been,
Lantern?
Oh, Thresh.
Thresh. Ghost Rider's going to be pulling motherfuckers.
Bro, really? He's going to be Thresh?
Bro, they're not going to bring him for like a while.
Though. He has to.
Because so far they're saying the Fantastic Four is the next to drop. So right. Like Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman.
And then halfway is going to be Human Torch and the Thing. But, all right, here's my nerd comic knowledge, right? Blood Moon, Dracula. Who do you get against Dracula? The Midnight Suns, Moon Knight, Ghost Rider, Luke Cage.
Oh.
They're not doing that.
They have to. They're Luke not Cage doing is that. So maybe like fucking iconic.
Maybe season two, because that's when Blade is coming out. Blade is going to be like the first. Fuck, but they said they're going
to. Because Wolverine is also a Midnight Sun.
They're getting skins. This was season one. They're getting like the skins or for the characters.
Right. They're all getting, Nerd most alert. Of them are getting Marvel rival original skins.
It's too late. Did you hear SZA? She said chat. Dude, if you like, I was thinking about that. If you like, everybody's a nerd now. It's crazy.
Shout out Kai Cenat, bro.
Yeah, shout out Kai Cenat.
Hey, man, I'm proud of him. He beat Elden Ring. So he's a gamer now. He's a gamer. He didn't want to be.
He's still ass in like sport games, though.
That's true. That's where Sketch comes in.
What's up, brother?
No, but Marvel Rivals, guys, if you haven't been playing, it is the game to play right now. We'll see. Longevity has only been out for a month. New season is going to be dropping on Friday. This episode, I'm assuming, will be coming out before Friday. Still got to work out with Adrian the scheduling today or tomorrow. But... it is a great game. It's Overwatch, yes.
No, it's not.
It is Overwatch.
It is really better.
It is better than Overwatch, just like how Overwatch was when it first came out. That's why I'm a little apprehensive, because you know we need to see more. We need to see more team comps.
It's already better, and I'm saying that because so far they've done everything that Overwatch players were asking for them to do. Overwatch had 8 fucking years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For like how long Overwatch 2 been out? For like
2 years.
We're asking for 6v6 the whole fucking all 2 years or all 3 years. They didn't fucking do it until Marvel Rivals came out. They're like, "Oh, you know what? We're going to bring it back. Bitch, yeah. We don't want to play it no more."
I know why Marvel Rivals is better. Like just from playing all 3, it's dude, Marvel Rivals moves smoother. Overwatch is a little clunkier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the rewards you get from fighting in Marvel Rivals is much higher than the reward you would get in Overwatch.
Yes. I suppose that speaks true to ranked.
Yeah.
As well, cuz the points you get in ranked, you'll get like 30, 40 if you win. You only lose 20. In ranked.
In what?
Rivals.
You a motherfucking lie. I lost 50 Johns. That's how I dropped.
Whoa. Why are you losing 50? How long was the game?
Because Denty's a bitch. That's how, dude.
Tell us what you... Tell us
discount on the intro.
Tell us your KDA. Man. Tell us your KDA real quick.
My what?
Your KDA.
I don't...
your killed death. Kill death.
I don't know. Ratio.
I know my win-loss ratio is like 1. You know, I've played like 210 games. I've won 104.
I'm a sweaty bitch on that game, bro.
Sounds like you psyched yourself out, honestly. If he was in Diamond and you dropped
Bro, look.
I'm just saying, Doug.
Was as of, like, what, like 2 days ago?
I'm kind of happy that Marvel Rivals exists because it's kind of opening up comic stuff to people. And I'm fucking like, hell yeah. Of course I'm going to explain to you what the...
Bro, when they bring Thanos in that bitch, it's over.
Diamond, damn.
Who carried you there?
Nobody, dude. I was solo queuing, man.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm happy that people are like opening up like, oh, what is this from? Or like, what is this relevant? Or how does that make sense? It's fun to explain. Hellfire Gala. I can't wait till we get skins for Hellfire Gala because I'm dropping everything. Have you guys seen Hellfire Gala's like outfits? Damn. Let me just show you real quick. We're wrapping up too. Don't worry.
We made a super long edit for Adrian for the first one.
This is your first one, bud.
Have fun. Shout out Marvel Rivals, dude.
It's fine.
When they start dropping these skins, dude. Holy shit. So this is the Hellfire Gala. It happens every year in comics. It's when the X-Men run a gala that is for everyone. Mutants, humans, everything. It's their way to, like, be peace. Because right now they're on their own island, Krakoa. Away from humans. They were like, fuck you guys. You guys treat us like shit. We're going to have our own nation. So they have a gala every year. So here's some of the Hellfire Gala outfits.
Oh, that's hot.
That's Captain Marvel, of course.
Gross.
There's Ghost Rider looking fresh.
He's dressed like that all the time.
I know.
Look at that fucking Moon Knight skin.
That's Moon Knight?
That's Moon Knight.
That's tight, actually.
When they start dropping these skins in Marvel Rivals, I will have no money.
Do they not have that one?
They don't. They have his doctor skin, his personality where he's a psychologist.
When he's dressed in white, though,
with his
right?
suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
That's the Miles Morales skin.
I hate Spider-Man. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay.
So I don't know whether...
I can see why. I can see why that's why.
Because I play support.
Oh, you getting fucked. Sorry. Yeah. I'm going for your head.
You're trying to hold me.
So they can add Miles Morales, but they need to make sure his moveset is completely different. They can do the PlayStation games, I guess, because he does have, like, what is it, kinetic abilities. Mm-hmm. I hope they add Miles Morales to the game. Because if they just add a skin over for Spider-Man like this, it looks fucking cool.
Doesn't he also have electricity? Miles Morales?
He does.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm hoping they would incorporate that.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about adding her.
Emma Frost. Her outfits always are cheating.
I think Ultron.
That's her totally. Skin.
Is that Vayne?
Who is that?
That's Sunfire. Yeah. Who is that? That's Rogue.
I can't wait.
That's Rogue?
No, that's X-23.
That's Rogue? Why she got...
Oh, no, it's X-23. I saw the white strand.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we've also got some other ones. That's Jean Grey.
Oh, my God.
We're just looking at pictures, everyone.
Hey. Hey, if they drop Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're just looking at these. These look super tight.
Iceman?
That's Professor X.
That's Professor X?
Yeah.
They made Professor X look very... Godly,
Black Panther
like.
Also has one.
Yo, there's too many. There's so many characters they could add to this fucking game.
So
bro.
Many.
Actually, if you want to
take Squirrel Girl the fuck out though, because I'm tired of getting my ankles ripped to shreds by some fucking squirrels. Dude.
Nah, I'd be catching her with a thwip.
I like,
you know what I'm saying?
I like,
shut that shit up.
There's Phoenix. Of course, same person, Jean Grey and Phoenix. In continuity, right now they're different. That's Thor.
Yeah, nobody cares, dude.
I'm looking for... That's Bishop. I really hope they bring Bishop.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck is Gambit?
He's coming. We're a month in. Remember. So after the Fantastic Four, I'm really hoping for some more mutants. Like 100%.
There's just so many.
Blade and Ultron are next.
They need to put the most powerful Marvel character. What's his name? Howard?
That's Black Panther. Fresh.
Tight.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of them.
They have to bring Howard, right?
They
Marvel.
They do it every year. Oh, yeah. Howard the Duck.
Yeah. The strongest Marvel character. Don't you dare.
Squirrel Girl's already
fuck?
In there.
Hold on, dude.
Squirrel Girl got to get out. We got to... I would... You're
Yo,
not
fuck
telling
Jeff, dude.
Why?
Fuck him, dude.
Why?
I'm tired of getting swallowed up.
He's just a little guy.
No freak. I'm tired of that shit, bro.
I love
Jack. He's cute as hell, though.
Yeah, he's great.
Little cute little shark. Be
wild on that shit. Dude, everyone, if you haven't, try Marvel Rivals out. There's even casual players who are trying it out because of the whole Marvel thing. They're having a great time. Having fun.
It's just a fun-ass game.
It really is. It's a fun, smooth, well game. It's a fun
hero shooter, bro.
I was having issues on my PC. I was crashing every fucking three games. I fixed it finally, so now I can really have fun. But it's on console. It's on PC. It's cross-platform unless you're playing ranked. You cannot play ranked with PS4 and PC, of course. Mm-hmm. PS4, consoles, and PC. Try it out. It's free to play. New season starts. We're a music podcast. So,
are we? With that being said, we're music, a music podcast.
Music and video games are synonymous.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, I'd like to say...
Shout out Marvel Rivals, dude.
Shout out Marvel Rivals.
But like the fifth time.
Sponsor us. Yeah.
Please. Sponsor me, bro. I need a PC, yeah. Dude.
I need Lattice so I can buy your skin.
I don't know what... I don't know how it would correlate, but please sponsor us.
Dude, we could do like a fucking Untitled Mixtape, Marvel Rivals crossover... We'll be like shoutcasters or something. Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that'd be funny, bro. I get canceled.
I know. Man, you get canceled.
Man. Look at your shitty positioning.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week we are going to be talking about Stevie Wonder and MLK in honor of MLK Day, and going over that. And then we'll be doing a two-parter episode at the end of the month that we'll talk about probably next week. With that being said, follow us at The Untitled Mixtape on Instagram. Make sure to leave a comment, leave a like, support us so that we can continue doing this and we can get out to more people. Share with your friends. Yeah, that's all I got. You guys got anything?
J-Rock, please. I just wanted an album. You know, everybody else released one.
And his life is yours.
Please.
Catch me on Marvel Rivals, dude.
Wait, do you play on PC?
No, I don't have one.
Console.
I wish I play on P5.
I'll play with you and Denticate. I can't play ranked, though.
Denti quit.
He quit?
He quit already.
It's a month in.
Nah, Denti. He working and shit.
Damn.
I be me, Snake, Deadpan, Jack Dice.
So I'll be the only one with no musical talent.
Yeah.
Yes,
you but would. I play a hell of a Venom.
No, he has a musical talent. You should see this video that we have.
I have your brother on there, but I haven't played with him yet.
Well, I haven't played with him either. I play with a completely different set of people for ranked and normal. So.
Yeah, I mean, bro. XVNTH. SVNTH was taken.
Okay.
Seventh. Got it. All caps. XVNTH. I don't know how to say that shit. I just look at it.
What?
No, it's seventh.
No, it's not.
Wait, what is it?
XVNTH.
We will get your PC up and running ASAP.
It's seventh. ASAP. It's seventh. Rocky. It works.
Oh, yeah. Seventh. Just gang member-ish.
Ooh.
The S crossed out. The S whacked out and shit. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a great day.
Happy birthday.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace, geese.
Cool.